It was a very successful weekend for the Hub City Dirt Drags, concluded over the weekend at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Joining me as he did during the weekend is Riley Anderson. Riley, are you rested up yet?
Yeah, we are. It was a super successful weekend this weekend. We had beautiful weather, but I tell you what, I'm still a little tired, but we're doing good.
What would you say the highlight of the weekend was?
I think the highlight of I have tons of highlights of the weekend, but I think the field trip out there this weekend was great. We had students come out on Friday to learn a little bit about the industry. So that was definitely one of my highlights. And just seeing all the smiling faces. We had beautiful weather and couldn't ask for a better weekend.
I heard tell that your food stands got a lot of use.
Yes, all the food vendors, I believe they were all sold out by 8 p.m., and it was great. So we tons of food, and the vendors that were on site selling products and stuff like that, and apparel did really well. It was pretty warm during the day. Everybody got a little sunburned, so it got chilly for us at night.
I bet. What was the overall consensus from those that were there as far as the participants and they were a part of the show?
I mean, I feel that everybody had a great weekend, you know, in the interaction with the crowds that we were doing. Everybody was really enjoying the event. They loved the freestyle. That burnout road, that had a ton of attraction to the truck and tractor pull Friday night was good. And just overall, that everybody was very happy. We've heard positive feedback from the local businesses.
And locally, you had quite a few civic groups that helped out. They must have done pretty well for themselves, didn't they?
Yeah, the local civics groups did really good. You know, we're very grateful for the local community there and the groups that, you know, reach out and help us run this event. And we're very grateful for them, and we're definitely looking for more. We have another event in the scheduling for October 9th and 10th, and if you have a group that's looking to be a part of the Hub City Dirt Drags, then just reach out to us at hubcitydirtdrags.com.
You and Lacey kind of hinted that there could be some really wild big things coming up for the fall event. Are you at liberty to speak about those yet or not?
I mean, I've put some teasers out there. We are planning a big truck and tractor pull for Friday night, and we're going to do something a little different. We're going to carry the pulls into Saturday. So we're going to have like two sessions of pulling, but these pullers, they're not just your average pullers. They're grand national stuff. So kind of comparable to what you see at the Hillsboro charity pull or the Toma truck and tractor pull. We're bringing in the big stuff.
Awesome. I saw some video of this past weekend and those motorcycle jumpers, and those people are crazy, Riley.
Absolutely. And you know what? One of the riders was from Colorado. The other was from Minnesota. But neither one have performed in this area, and they could not believe the event. They've never been to anything like that, but they absolutely loved it. And they said they couldn't believe the response from the community in such a positive way. It was really nice because each time they got done performing, the spectators and the kids were able to go up and do like a meet and greet with the riders. And they really enjoyed it and said they signed a lot of autographs.
I bet they did. Great photo opportunity for people and the kids and everybody, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we had tons of photographers there, and even the local Richland Center Tourism was there, and they were getting videos and photos. So definitely check out the Richland Center Tourism Facebook page and the Hub City Dirt Drags page. If you weren't there, it'll kind of give you a good recap of the weekend.
Great. Anything else you'd like to say? Any thank yous or anything like that you'd like to give, Riley?
Oh my gosh, there's so many thank yous that I couldn't even remember them all. But, you know, for the local businesses, Slama Equipment, Bateznik Power Sports, Jones' Chevrolet, Olson Trucking, Pine River Tire and Auto, Berkhammer Excavation. There's probably many more that I'm missing. But, you know, without these local businesses and the support of them, we wouldn't be able to do it. Speaking of local, the local police department, city, and county were very helpful for us over the weekend. And, it was just a great time.
Well, you brought a lot of commerce to the area on the weekend as well. So thank you to you and the, all of your group for putting that on. So I think it was great for the local economy, Riley.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it was too. Just in the interactions we had yesterday and Sunday with the local businesses, they had very positive reactions. And the ones that didn't know what was going on said that they had a truck show driving by their businesses, seeing all the truck and trailers traveling.
Yeah, I saw that too. You know, even by here, getting through all the construction and everything, I saw a lot of trucks on trailers and things like that.
Yeah, there definitely was. We had people come from Maryland all the way to the west coast of Utah. So we had people from all over the U.S. that attended, along with obviously the local and the tri-state area. And that's what the Hub City Dirt Drags is all about. We want to bring people into the Richland County community and help the local businesses and just show them the beautiful scenery that Richland County has to offer.
All right. Well, I know you'll be kind of plotting and strategizing about the fall event. Let us know what's going on when you want to start talking about it. But again, congratulations on a very successful weekend, Riley.
Thank you very much, Phil, and thank you to the local community for helping us make this event happen. And we'll see everybody back this October.
Riley Anderson joining us representing Hub City Dirt Drags on this portion of the morning show.